The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
While the crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats there alongside the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and were sitting with their nets. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked him to put out a short distance from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. After he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch." Simon said in reply, "Master, we have worked hard all night and have caught nothing. But at your command, I will lower the nets." When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets were tearing. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come to help them. They came and filled both boats, so that the boats were in danger of sinking. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus and said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For astonishment at the catch of the fish they had made seized him, and all those with him, and likewise James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners of Simon. Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." When they brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. What's the first thing we discover about Simon Peter? Before our Lord invites him to follow him so closely, what does he first allow him to realize? What a sinful, weak, impoverished man he really is. Reading about Mother Teresa of Calcutta, when our Lord asked her, when he appeared to her and wanted her to found a new religious order, what were his words to her? He says to her, if I can find the right page, he says to her, "I want sisters who will be my fire of love among the poor, the sick, the dying, the little street children. I want you to bring the poor to me." And how does he convince her to follow him? He says, "You and I know that you are the most incapable person, weak and sinful. But just because you are that, I want to use you for my glory. Will you refuse me?" At the end of her life, shortly before passing, many of her sisters were worried, "What's going to happen to our order when you die, Mother?" This was her response: "If God managed to begin this work with such nothingness, then it will not be difficult for him to find someone who will continue it better than I. It is his work." And so after Simon Peter realizes his poverty, that he's nothing, what does our Lord say? "You will now be catching men. I'm going to send you out to all the world because you realize this. Because you're not going to put your trust in yourself. You're going to learn to rely totally on me." And when someone does this, they're fearless in preaching the gospel. And that's what Mother Teresa became. And this priest who traveled around with her, he shares, many stories, but one of the most amazing. She wants to establish houses all over the world. And she hears about the country of Nicaragua and how many poor people there are there. And so she desires to bring her sisters there. At that time, Nicaragua was a Marxist-inspired authoritarian regime. And so she asked permission. I don't know how she got permission, but she asked permission to meet with the leader of the country, Daniel Ortega. And so they set up this meeting. She flies to Nicaragua. She has one sister with her and this priest. And when they arrive, they're escorted. They're blindfolded and led to this home. They don't even know where it is. And once they arrive there, they take off the blindfolds. They lead them into this room where there's no windows in it. And sitting before them on a little platform with a table there There's Daniel Ortega and four masked men armed with machine guns. Daniel Ortega stands up as they walk into the room, and he goes into a tirade for 30 minutes, speaking about why it's so necessary to practice guerrilla warfare and how everyone against him is demonic. He finishes this tirade, he sits down, and he's shaking with rage. And Mother Teresa looks at him calmly, and she says, "Yes, yes. Works of love are works of peace." He didn't understand English, so the sister had to translate, and she can't believe that Mother just said this. She says to him, "Works of love are works of peace." Before he can get a response out, Mother Teresa starts to approach the table, and she says, "How many children do you have?" And he's surprised at this, and he says, seven. And she reached down her bag, and she pulls out seven miraculous medals. And she kisses each one and hands it to him for each child. And she says, "Are you married?" He says, "Yes." She reached down, picks out another miraculous medal, kisses it, hands it to him. "This is for your wife." She said, "And here's one for you." And she kisses him. She says, "You need it." And she says, "Here, you just put it around your neck like this." She has him wearing a miraculous medal before she leaves. She got permission immediately to establish a house of the Missionaries of Charity in Nicaragua. Totally fearless, because she had no reliance on self. Because she knew how poor she was. She knew that without our Lord, she was nothing. And I close with these words of Mother Teresa. Oh man, I have too many markers in here. Oh no. Okay, my markers fell out. So I'm going to close with her business card and trust that that's what the Holy Spirit desired. So one time a man asks if he can help, and he's an architect, and he hands her a business card, and he says, "Call me." She looks at his business card, she's amazed, she goes, "Oh my gosh, we need one of these." So she has a business card made, and on it it says, "The fruit of silence is prayer. The fruit of prayer is faith. The fruit of faith is love. The fruit of love is service. And the fruit of service is peace." She went to a man, she said, "Can you make me business cards? I need a few of them." And he says, "Do you have any money?" She says, "No, I have nothing." He said, I'd be happy to. "How many do you need?" She said, "About 30,000. On the back of the card, her name was not to be found. It only said this: "Mary, Mother of Jesus, be mother to me now." And the marker that I lost, I'll try to remember. She would say, it is recognizing our insignificance that will be our strength before God. It is recognizing our insignificance that will be our strength before God, because it's knowing that He does not need us, and yet He still calls us. It is His work.